you can dance to. We're talking the Twist, the Hully Gully, even the Funky Chicken. Cruise and WGCM.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me and ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecticut Sausage, Hafford EMS, Lasard Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Double Tree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
It has been 1,829 days since the Biloxi Shuckers last played a playoff game. That was Game 5 of the 2019 Southern League Championship Series against the Jackson Generals in Jackson, Tennessee. Today, that streak ends. It is Game 1 of the Southern League Division Series. The Biloxi Shuckers, who punched their ticket to the Southern League playoffs by way of winning the wild card, enter today 66-69, finishing the regular season against the Montgomery Biscuits, the team that won the first and second half titles in the South Division. They enter at a Southern League South Division best and the second best overall record in the league at 80-57. Javik Blake back alongside you as we welcome you inside our coverage of Biloxi Shuckers baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It has been a long time coming for the Shuckers, a team that has battled to the end so many different times to try and reach the playoffs, have now punched their ticket. They did so by sweeping the Mississippi Braves in a doubleheader last Thursday, and they enter today playoff bound for the fifth time in 9 seasons in franchise history. The Shuckers have previously reached the playoffs in 2015, 2018, and 2019. It is their fourth time reaching the playoffs in 9 seasons. Check that. And it is the first time they will match up against the Montgomery Biscuits. It is a best 2 out of 3 series. Game 1 is here in Biloxi tonight. It is a travel day tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, Game 2. And if necessary, it is Game 3. It was a tightly contested season series. Shuckers won 16 of 30. The 16 wins, the most wins ever in a season against the Montgomery Biscuits, and it is their first season series win over the Biscuits since 2018. There is a lot to get to before we get going with first pitch tonight. We'll take a break, and when we come back, it is time for today's pregame interview as we sit down with Shuckers manager Fidel Pena to chat about a number of different topics, including what's it like and what's the message to the team going into this playoff series, and a couple other notables, including how big of an impact the lineup will rely on guys like Lamar Sparks, guys like Ernesto Martinez Jr., who both had terrific second halves, and how much of an advantage it is for the Shuckers for having as many guys that they can throw out of the bullpen as they would like. But they'll have Tate Keener starting here in Game 1. They definitely expect him to get some length. All comes your way next before first pitch that was delayed by rain will get underway at 7:20. Check that, 7:20 p.m. Central Time on a Tuesday night in Biloxi. It all comes your way next, right here on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show.
Hey guys, Trey Bobin, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-Shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers Box Office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Hey guys, this is Eric Brown Jr. Welcome to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We welcome you back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set game one of the Southern League Division Series, and it's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by Shuckers manager Fidel Pena. Fidel, game one of the SLTS. How exciting is it to be in the playoffs and to play game one at home?
Definitely exciting, you know. We've been fighting for this, you know, all year, and it's exciting, you know, that that time is actually here already, and we're ready to go out there and compete.
What's been the messaging to this team since you guys clinched on Thursday and after the off day yesterday coming into today?
Just continue to push each other. Just continue to, you know, to be good teammates. Be smart. Get your rest. You know, make sure the guys are ready to go for Tuesday. That was the big message over the weekend. And just making sure that the guys stayed healthy.
You look at the matchup on paper, and you look at the wins. Montgomery, 80 wins in the season entering today. But the Shuckers have played the Biscuits real well here throughout the season. Won the season series 16-14, including a couple of big-time series wins at home and on the road. When you look at this matchup as the guy constructing the lineup and making all the moves, how much is it a good thing to be playing well against a team in the regular season and face them in the postseason?
I mean, definitely, you know, it gives the guys confidence, you know, like they have been a great team all season, but like we have always been a really tough opponent for them, and hoping it continues to be, you know, the same throughout the playoffs. Now nothing changes, it's just you know, like same baseball, and you know, guys should be going out there, you know, with some confidence and doing their thing and taking care of business.
You guys face Sean Hundley here in game one, but it's a short three-game set. When you're looking at game one of a three-game series, how important is it to not only get out to an early lead, but to win that game one to put really the other team in the back foot for game two and potentially game three?
I mean, it's definitely good to, you know, to win the first one. They say that those who punch first, you know, punch twice, they say. So definitely a big game for us. You know, we get this one at home, and then, you know, we have two games to just finish it up at their place.
You look at this lineup 1-9, couple guys who really stand out for how well they finished their season, whether it's Darian Miller, Ernesto Martinez Jr., Lamar Sparks, who just got named Southern League Player of the Week. How big is it to have those guys throughout the lineup who finished the season on a really, really high note, especially guys like Ernesto and Lamar?
Definitely good. You know, like, I think that this is the perfect time for those guys to be hot, you know, like short series, anything can happen, and you need to go strong, you know, right off the gate. So looking for the guys to continue to do the thing and continue to be successful in this series.
How important to this lineup and to this team were the big second halves for Ernesto and Lamar, especially Ernesto, who the league average OPS is about 660, and his OPS in the second half was almost 1,000?
I mean, definitely good. You know, those guys were a big part of our success, you know, in the second half. And, you know, what they did offensively definitely, you know, helped us put runs on the board and, you know, win games. So just hoping for those guys to, you know, to continue to be aggressive and trust in the, you know, their instincts and what they can do at the plate.
It's a short three-game series, and we've talked about it a bit, but how much does that help on the pitching side of things where you're only going to need three starters? The Shuckers are going to have upwards of 12, 13, 14 guys out in that bullpen for this three-game set. How important is it to have those many guys and those many arms you could possibly go to? Obviously hoping that's not the case in a big start from Tate Keener tonight, but how big is it to have those arms down in the bullpen whenever you need them?
I mean, definitely good, you know. Like you said, we have a lot of guys in the bullpen just ready to contribute at any point of the game, you know, like wherever we see it fit, you know, whenever they need to come in and finish up an inning, we know that we're going to have some good arms that are going to come in and throw strikes and, you know, and take care of business. So definitely, you know, gives you some confidence and, you know that you can trust your guys out there.
Speaking of confidence, Tate Keener gets the ball here in game one. He's had a lot of success against Montgomery over the last couple of weeks. Two starts against him. He struck out 14, including that 10 strikeout game in Montgomery about a month back. How big is it for him coming in today to get the start in game one against a team who he's had a lot of success with this year?
I mean, definitely pumped for him, you know. He's worked hard, you know. He came from high A, you know, probably like just over a month or something ago, you know, and he's been a huge part of our success, you know, late in the season too. So just hoping, you know, he can go out there and do his thing and continue to trust, you know, his stuff and execute his pitches.
For a lot of these guys, this is their first playoff game since they've become professionals. You, though, have had a couple of different experiences, whether it's with Columbia in winter ball, whether it's in the Caribbean Series, whether it's as a player and as a coach. Have you shared with these guys a bit at all about what that experience is like and kind of how to handle all that comes with a high-pressure packed baseball game in the playoffs?
I mean, the talk that I've had with them, it's you have to stay together, you have to play clean, and the most important thing for me is, like, you guys have to push each other and continue to cheer for each other. If you're a guy that's hitting right now and then you strike out with a guy on third, like, you don't go to the bench and just sit and just feel sorry for yourself. You forget about that, you put your bat away, you go back to the railing, and you continue to push for your teammates, to do the job out there and just continue to pick each other up.
And this seems like a team that throughout this year has been really close-knit, and that bond's just growing throughout the season. You hear from a lot of guys how tight-knit that clubhouse is and such. How big is that as well going into a playoff series with guys being that tight together and, like you said, hopping up on the railing even after a tough moment?
I mean, that's how you win. You know, like, whenever you have guys that are selfless and then, you know, that they're not going to be just worried about themselves and the outcome that they just had. And then, like, if they strike out and they have to go play defense, or you're going to go out there and play defense, like, that's just how you win. Like, there's no other way. If you have guys that are just worried about themselves, like, it's just not going to happen, you know. And so, like, continue to, you know, to have a short memory, you know. Baseball is a game of failure, so just short memory, continue and move on to the next task at hand.
Well, Fidel, appreciate the time. It's been almost 2,000 days since the Shuckers were last in a playoff series. Appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
This has been an A's pregame interview. Game one of the Southern League Division Series. Shuckers Biscuits coming your way now.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Peddle, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
We welcome you back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth at Keesler Federal Park. We're getting set for game one of the Southern League Division Series. The wild card champion Biloxi Shuckers at 66-69 against the first and second half champions in the South Division, the 80-57 Montgomery Biscuits. It's time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup for the Shuckers. It's the lefty Tate Keener, who in two starts against Montgomery has been nothing short of terrific. He's given up one run in 10 innings and 14 strikeouts on this season, 3-1 with a 4.04 ERA. Today is his eighth appearance and seventh start at the AA level. He's gone 35 2/3 innings, 21 walks, 33 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting .208 against him. For the Biscuits, it's the righty Sean Hundley, who has also been excellent against the Shuckers this year. 7 appearances and 6 starts. He's given up one run in 23 1/3 innings. That is a 0.39 ERA, and opponents are hitting .169 against him. On the year, 6-3 with a 1.67 ERA. Today is his 31st appearance and 12th start of the season. 75 1/3 innings, 13 walks, 52 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting .195 against him. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchups for both sides. Starting lineups for both sides. First for the Montgomery Biscuits, who are making their ninth straight appearance in the playoffs, looking to win their first series since the 2007 Southern League Championship Series against the then Brewers AA affiliate Huntsville Stars. It is signed by manager Kevin Bolds in his first year with the Biscuits, who's led him to 80 wins and the best record in the South Division. In the leadoff spot, the guy was named the batting title champion yesterday in Chandler Simpson. It's the center fielder. Then it's the second baseman, Tanner Murray. In the three spot, it's the shortstop, Carson Williams. The catcher, Dominic Keegan, who leads the team with a .371 OBP. He bats in the cleanup spot. Behind him, it's the first baseman, Trey Morgan. Then it's the designated hitter, Xavier Isaac, and the lineup rounds out with the third baseman, Braden Taylor, the right fielder, Drew Baker, and the left fielder, Matthew Edsel. For the Shuckers, making their first playoff appearance since 2019. It's been 1,829 days since the Shuckers' last playoff game. That was Game 5 of the 2019 Southern League Championship Series. It is Dylan O'Ray in the leadoff spot. He'll play second. Behind the plate, it's the catcher, Terry Miller. He bats second. In the three spot, it is the third baseman, Brock Wilkin. In the cleanup spot, it's the first baseman, Ernesto Martinez Jr. The right fielder, Connor Scott, bats fifth. The designated hitter, Lamar Sparks, bats behind him. And the order rounds out with the left fielder, Xavier Warren, the center fielder, Adam Hall, and in the ninth spot, it is the shortstop, Ethan Murray. It's a four-man umpiring crew tonight. The umpires add one to their crew for the playoff series. Behind the plate, it is Joe McCarthy. Chandler Durham is the first base umpire. Brian Van Rankin is the second base umpire. And the third base umpire is Jalen Goodman. This is the first ever playoff meeting between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. The two teams were in opposite divisions until the 2021 season. The Shuckers at 66-69, making their fourth trip to the playoffs in nine seasons as a franchise, while the Biscuits at 80-57 make their ninth consecutive playoff appearance. They have lost a series every single time. They have yet to win a series again since the 2007 Southern League Championship Series, when they won back-to-back titles, both coming against the Brewers AA affiliate Huntsville Stars. Shuckers trying to spoil the party, the 80-win team in Game 1 of the Southern League Division Series, and put a lot of pressure on the Biscuits here in Game 1. Tate Keener hits the start for the Shuckers. It is Sean Hundley for the Biscuits, and first pitch comes your way next. We've set it up long enough. It has been 1,829 days and a rain delay of almost 50 minutes before we get going here in Biloxi. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. First pitch comes your way next. Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Grand slam. Brock Wilkin, and it's 9-1. Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short. Fires the first in time. Third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes, fires the first. Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network and WGCM.
Baker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's 5 in a row.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in right down. Ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero. Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Last year, on the second-to-last day of the regular season, the Biloxi Shuckers were eliminated from playoff contention. This year, as the color guard leaves the field at Keesler Federal Park, the Shuckers, for the first time since 2019, have reached the playoffs. As the color guard continues to exit the field, third base side, and the Keesler Air Force Base Honor Guard exits the field, and we are ready to go. It has been 1,829 days since the last time we've been able to say Biloxi Shuckers playoff baseball. Again, last year, the Shuckers were eliminated from the second half title on the second to last day of the regular season against the Biscuits. This year, wild card champs by way of sweeping a doubleheader last Thursday against the Mississippi Braves. Today, they take on the Montgomery Biscuits in Game 1 of the Southern League Division Series. Javik Blake alongside you as we come to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth in Biloxi. It's the Shuckers who finished the regular season at 66-69 against the Montgomery Biscuits who finished the regular season at 80-57. Start time delayed by just about 50 minutes due to some rain in the area. They wanted to make sure everybody had more than enough time to get ready and get warm for game one of the playoffs. And Tate Keener sent ready to go for game one. He's 3-1 with a 4.04 ERA in the regular season across 7 appearances and 6 starts since being called up to Double-A on August 3rd. 35 2/3 innings, 21 walks, 33 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .208 against him. Chandler Simpson's in the leadoff spot for the Biscuits. Tanner Murray bats second. Carson Williams is in the 3 spot. Dominic Keegan is in the 4 spot. Trey Morgan bats 5th, and the lineup rounds out Xavier Isaac, Braden Taylor, Drew Baker, and Matthew Etzel. Gary Miller throws the final warm-up pitch down to second, and we are set and ready to go. Nothing quite like playoff baseball. And for the Shuckers, looking to get their first title in franchise history, and it all starts here. Game one of the Southern League Division Series. Tate Keener comes home to Chandler Simpson. First pitch is a called strike one, a sinker at 92. And at 7:25 Central Time on September 17th, we are underway. The 0-1 pitch. Simpson drives it out to left. Warren sits under it, and he makes the catch. Well, that is how Tate Keener's night is going to go. It's going to be a very effective night for the Iowa native, as it's time to take a look at the Shuckers' starting defense. Xavier Warren is in left. Adam Hall's in center. Connor Scott commands right. First to third around the infield, Ernesto Martinez Jr., Dylan O'Ray, Ethan Murray, and Brack Wilkin, with Darian Miller doing the catching. Keener delivers home to the righty, Tanner Murray. Numbs it foul back to the screen, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Murray, a .290 hitter this year with the Biscuits, 7 homers and 66 driven in with a .328 OBP. The pitch checks his swing. First base umpire Chandler Durham's as he does not go, and the count evens 1-1. Keener's a 4-pitch guy, fastball, changeup, sweeper, and a slider with the 6'1" lefty from Marshalltown, Iowa. The 1-1 delivery misses up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. He was drafted in the 7th round of the 2023 draft in Louisville. Made all of 14 starts before coming up to Double-A early in August. The 2-1 pitch. Lifted foul. First base side and out of play. And the count evens 2-2. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Murray takes a moment out of the box. Now digs back in. The Biscuits wearing their navy blue alternate jerseys with Montgomery Biscuits on the front. It's sort of a digi camo, same with the number on the back. 2-2 pitch. Rolled third base side. Foul. And just foul. Off the bat at 100 miles an hour. And the count stays at 2-2. The Shuckers wearing the bright white home uniforms on a Tuesday night. White tops, white pants, the blue hat with BS on the front. And Shuckers across the chest in blue. The 2-2 pitch. Check swing. Does not go when the pitch misses away. That was a changeup at 84. And the count's full at 3-2. Keener deals. Misses up and away, and it's 4. He went back to the well with the changeup. And Murray, who reached base in each of the final 9 games of the regular season, reaches here as the first base runner in game one. Carson Williams digs in, right-handed bat against the lefty Keener. One out, one on. We are just underway. Game one of the Southern League Division Series. The pitch. Misses off the outside corner. Changeup at 84. And the count goes to 1-0. Williams bats from the right side. 256 hitter. Team leading 20 homers and an 821 OPS from the regular season. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Dials up a sinker to 92, and the count evens 1-1. Keener comes set. Now delivers. Misses off the outside corner. The count goes to 2-1. Shuckers finished out their regular season on Sunday with a win over the Mississippi Braves. A 7-4 win in the regular season finale. They finished up 5 games in 4 days. First two of the series, one postponed, one canceled due to Hurricane Francine. The 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Pulls the string on a changeup at 82. And the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Meanwhile, Montgomery finished up a 5-game set, also 1 game canceled due to Hurricane Francine in Pensacola. So all they did was drive over after the game on Sunday. They fell in the final 3 games of the regular season, drove over to Biloxi, and got sent ready to go. 2-2. Check swing. Does not go, is what Durham says down the first baseline, and the count goes full. Again, it's a 4-man umpiring crew here in the postseason, which is your standard big league umpiring crew. An umpire for every base and one behind the plate. 3-2. Roped out towards short right center. Over to Rayson, and it dunks in for a single. Murray touches second and heads to third. Hall picks it up and fires it in. And 3 batters into game 1. The Biscuits have runners on the corners for Dominic Keegan. Both these teams excellent when scoring first, and in game one of a short 3-game playoff series, scoring first always vital. Biscuits 53-17 when scoring first. The Shuckers are 35-11. So that's a big first punch to deal. 2-1, 1 away, and the righty Dominic Keegan steps in. Shuckers corners play in. The middle infield pinches for double play. Keener delivers. Tipped in a Miller's mitt for strike one. Dow, that went up to 93. Keegan this year, 285 hitter, 60 driven in. And a team best 371 OBP. Keener checks over to first. Temple of hard steps down that third baseline for Murray. Meanwhile, Williams is back in plenty of time at first. Williams at first. He's got some stolen base speed over there. 33 stolen bases in 44 attempts this year. The 0-1. Rocketing out to deep right center. Scott is back on it. Towards the warning track. Looks up and it's gone. What a start to the SLDS for the Biscuits. 4 batters in, and it's a 3-0 Biscuits lead. Off the bat at 106 miles an hour. Goes 385 feet in Keegan after 9 homers in the regular season. Homers in his first at-bat of the postseason. And it brings up the lefty, Trey Morgan. The pitch. Morgan takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Morgan chops it right side of the infield. Keener's off the mound towards first, grabs it underhands to the bag, and Morgan's retired for the second out. Two out, nobody on, and the lefty Xavier Isaac digs in. It's a 3-0 Biscuits lead in the top of the first inning. Two out, nobody on. Shuckers infield chips over towards first with the lefty up. Keener deals. Misses up and in, and it pops out of Miller's mitt back to the screen. And the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Isaac takes just off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Shuckers bullpen already moving around. You'll see this early on in the series and early on in games in this series. It's a three-game set. The 2-0 delivery. Isaac takes a strike. It's a slider at 85. And the count goes to 2-1. But in a three-game set, you win game one. You put yourself in the driver's seat in the biggest way possible. The 2-1 delivery. Isaac checks his swing. Third base umpire says he does not go. And the count goes to 3-1. Isaac, a 211 hitter this year with a 346 OBP. The 3-1 pitch misses up and in, and it's a 5-pitch walk. Four of the first six have reached here in game one, and Will Childers is already starting to get... Well, it's not Will Childers. He is walking down from the bullpen to go protect Ben Metzinger, who is acting as the Shuckers bullpen catcher. And Darian Miller comes out to talk to Keener. We'll see who's getting up and getting ready to go. The Shuckers, with a three-game series, have just about everybody up and available. And it is Nick Merkel who grabs the baseball and starts to warm up. Merkel's had some experience as a starter. He's made 36 appearances this year. Four of them have come in a starting role. But right now, two out, one on, and the lefty Braden Taylor digs in against the lefty Keener. The pitch. Hit first base side by Martinez and down the right field line. Scott chases it towards the warning track. Isaac rounds third. Here comes the relay. O'Reilly grabs it, spins, fires high, and into the Biscuits dugout. One run scores. It is a two-base error. Taylor scores, and it is 5-0 Biscuits in the top of the first inning. It's a triple for Taylor. He was standing on third when the throw happened and was rounding to come home. He scores on the E4, and it is a 5-0 Biscuits lead. The pitch to the righty Drew Baker is a called strike one. We'll see exactly how they score it. It's either a double or a triple. Either way, the error scores Taylor. He does get an RBI. The 0-1 pitch. This is low, and the count evens 1-1. But a 5-0 hole for the Shuckers in the top of the first inning. The 1-1 pitch. Baker takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. And it is ruled a double, so a two-base error on the overthrow from O'Reilly. The 2-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Fastball outside corner. And the count evens 2-2. It is an RBI for Taylor. He scores on the E4. And it's 5-0 Biscuits. The 2-2 delivery. Chess misses off the inside corner, and the count goes 4. We're creeping up on a 30-pitch inning right now for Tate Keener. And he's about to throw his 30th right here. 3-2, 2 away. The pitch to Baker. Chop third base side. Wilken to his left. Murray to his right. Grabs it at short. Two hops to first, and it is not in time. Baker reaches on a single. And this gets pitching coach Will Sherholz up. He does not go out to the mound, but likely off to the walkie-talkie to check with bullpen coach Paul Moeller to check about how quickly Nick Merkel's getting warm. Matthew Etzel digs in. He's the ninth guy to hit in this first inning. It's a 5-0 Biscuits lead. Keener delivers. Etzel swings and misses. And the count goes to 0-1. Baker's off first. Keener delivers. Etzel takes away, and the count evens 1-1. One ball, one strike, and two away. It's a 5-0 Biscuits lead at the top of the first inning. Keener checks over to first. And Baker's back in time. Keener delivers. Rolled first base side. Off Martinez. It deflects off his belt. He grabs it. Hustles back to the bag. It's in time, and that ends the inning. But it is a dream start for the Biscuits here in game one. 5 runs, 4 hits, 1 error, and 1 runner left on base. We're through a half inning. It's 5-0 Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Well, the Shuckers have the work cut out for them. It's the bottom of the first inning, game one of the Southern League Division Series, and it is a 5-0 Biscuits lead. They scored 5 runs on 4 hits and an error in the top of the inning, and the Shuckers will face the righty Sean Hundley here in the bottom half. He's 6-3 with a 1.67 ERA. Today's his 31st appearance and 12th start of the year, 75 and a third innings, 13 walks, and 52 strikeouts. Dylan O'Ray leads it off for the Shuckers. Gary Miller bats second. Brock Wilkin bats third. And Ernesto Martinez Jr. bats in the four spot. Righty Hundley fires. And the first pitch misses away to the lefty, Dylan O'Ray. Shuckers are going to need a little bit of that magic that they had on Sunday. They scored 7 runs in the series finale. The 1-0 pitch misses off the inside corner. And the count goes to 2-0. O'Ray hit 171 in the regular season. 310 OBP, 13 driven in. The pitch is a slider, and it's called strike. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Hundley, 25-year-old native of Nashville, Tennessee, 6'4", 220-pound righty. He works out of the windup. Now comes home. Misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. Deep right center. Scott is back on it. The 3-1 misses away, and that's how you respond. The Shuckers get the first base runner of the day against Hundley.
Towards the warning track, looks up, and it's gone.
And up comes Darian Miller. You got to think of these playoff games almost like a heavyweight boxing match. Biscuits punch first. 5 huge runs for the Shuckers. Got to scratch and claw their way back into this one. They have a runner on for the lefty, Darian Miller. Now the pitch. Miller takes a strike on the inside corner. And Hundley gets ahead. Miller, end of the season hot. 6-game hit streak. Brought his average up to 212 with a 392 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. Miller rolls it right side of the infield. Murray gets it at second. Spins and fires on a hop. It's by Williams. And it's into short left. Etzel charges. O'Ray moves to third. And how about this answer? Yeah. O'Ray moves to third on the E4. It's Murray's 12th error of the year. Miller reaches on the error. It goes down officially as a fielder's choice. And the Shuckers, down 5-0, have two on with nobody out. Wilkin digs in from the right side, 5-0. The Biscuits lead the Shuckers. The pitch, slider, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Wilkin finished the regular season with a 199 average, team-high 17 homers. Hundley checks over to first. Miller launches himself back to the bag, and he's back in plenty of time. Trey Morgan is the first baseman tonight for the Biscuits. Tanner Murray is at second. Carson Williams is at short. Braden Taylor's at third. The 1-0 delivery. Slider called strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Matthew Etzel's in left. Chandler Simpson is in center. And Drew Baker's in right. Dominic Keegan's behind the plate. He's doing the catching. The 1-1. Slider tipped off Keegan's mask, and it dribbles up the first base line. And the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers down 5-0, but they're threatening in the bottom of the first. Chance to respond. And cut into this deficit. O'Reilly's at third. Miller's at first. Hundley's 1-2. Misses off the inside corner. It's a sinker at 89, and the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, the Shuckers have some damage up right now. It's Wilkin, Martinez, and Scott, all guys with big power. The pitch home is a called strike 3 on the inside corner. A sinker at 89. And now one away for Ernesto Martinez Jr. Martinez has been the Shuckers' best hitter the entirety of the second half. 284 average, team leading 831 OPS after a 981 OPS in the second half. One out, two on. The pitch. He swings and fouls it back, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. O'Reilly's at third, Miller's at first. Martinez is at the very back of the left-handed box. Righty Hundley delivers. Martinez chops it to short. Williams waits back on it, charges to second, taps the bag, fires to first. It's in time, and that ends the inning. A 6-3 double play squashes the threat, and the Shuckers, despite two on and nobody out, are unable to get a run home. No runs, no hits, one error, one runner left on base. 5-0 Biscuits after one. And we go to the second here on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9580. Custom-built trailers, MS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wall Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
Keener's back to work as we go to the second inning. It's a 5-0 lead. Montgomery up on the Shuckers, and the first pitch misses off the inside corner to the lefty Chandler Simpson. Javik Blake alongside you here in game one of the SLDS. There's a five spot in the top of the first for the Biscuits. Keener deals. It's a called strike two and the count even. Check that, a called strike one. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Simpson fled to center back in the first inning. The pitch chopped right side of the infield. Martinez moves to his left. It goes by him. Oh, right picks it up. Keener doesn't get to the bag in time, and the speedy Simpson beats it out. It's an infield single for Simpson. And the guy who stole 73 bases with the Biscuits this year is at first. First guy to steal over 100 bases in minor league baseball since Billy Hamilton did it. .104 steals. First to do it since Billy Hamilton and Delino DeShields back in 2012. Righty Tanner Murray digs in. 5-0. The Biscuits lead it in the top of the second. Keener delivers. Murray swings and misses. Sinker off the outside corner at 93. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Keener delivers. Misses low and inside, and the count evens 1-1. This is Keener's second ever postseason appearance. It's his first postseason start. Last year, as a member of the ACL Brewers in the Arizona Complex League, he made an appearance in the playoffs. Check over to first. Simpson is out! Martinez, a terrific tag, and Keener gets Simpson leaning. One away, and the count's even at 1-1 against Murray. It is hard to get a guy who's stolen 104 bases out on the base paths, but Tate Keener did just that. The pitch. Murray swings and tips it into Miller's mitt. It's a changeup at 83, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Murray takes off the outside corner, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and one away. It's a 5-0 Biscuits lead in the top of the second. Keener deals. Murray drives it out to deep left center. Warren is back on it. Hall's back on it as well. Warren at the warning track hauls it in over his shoulder. And Murray's retired for the second out. Brings up the righty Carson Williams, who singled back in the first inning and came around to score on Keegan's three-run homer. It's a 5-0 Biscuits lead. The pitch is a called strike one. Slider on the inside corner at 84. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Keener deals. Williams swings and misses. A changeup at 82, and Keener's ahead, no balls and two strikes. The pitch misses up and away. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2. Williams takes low and inside. And the count evens 2-2. Keener stares in. Now the 2-2 pitch. Williams takes up and away. And the count goes full.
Made an appearance in the playoffs.
Check over to first. Simpson is out. Martinez, a terrific tag, and Keener gets Simpson leaning. Three balls, two strikes, and two away. Keener deals. Williams drives it down the right field line and foul into the seats. And the count stays full. The lefty Keener delivers. Williams drives it towards center. Hall in on it. He's got room. Hangs up just enough, and he makes the catch. And a much-needed 1-2-3 inning from Keener, and a much-needed zero for the Shuckers.
All right, Jay.
In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors. Nobody left on base. 5-0 Biscuits through an inning and a half. We're back after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We head to the bottom of the second inning. The Shuckers trail it 5-0 against the Biscuits. Still a lot of time left in game one of the Southern League Division Series. Scott leads it off. He's in the five spot in the Shuckers order, and he faces the righty Sean Hundley, who delivers home. Scott chops it first base side and foul, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Shuckers had a big opportunity in the bottom of the first. They had 2-1 and nobody out, but Hundley got out of the inning with a strikeout, induced a double play. The 0-1. Scott takes a strike at the knees. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Hundley is not a guy that's going to overpower you, but he's got the ability to induce weak contact after weak contact after weak contact. There's a reason why his ERA is at a 1.67 entering today despite just 52 strikeouts and 75 and a third innings. The 0-2 pitch. Scott chops it foul again first base side. Ricochets off the sidewall into short right. The count stays at 0-2. The foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167. Or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 0-2 pitch. Scott swings and misses. Sinker at 90. And Hundley strikes out Scott for the first out. Up comes the right-handed hitting Lamar Sparks. Fresh off a two-homer game in the regular season finale on Sunday. One out, nobody on. 5-0 Biscuits in the bottom of the second. The pitch is a called strike. A sinker at the knees at 89. Sparks finished out the regular season with a 277 average. A 757 OPS. The pitch misses way outside. It bounces in the left-handed batter's box. It bounces back to the screen. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1. Sparks chops it foul, third base side, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch. Sparks swings and misses. Sinker at 89. That moves towards the outside corner. And it's back-to-back strikeouts for Hundley. Two out, nobody on. And the switch hitter, Xavier Warren, digs in from the left side against the righty Hundley. First pitch is a slider and a called strike one. For Hundley, this is not his first postseason start. He's no stranger to it. The 0-1. Warren tags it foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. He's made postseason starts each of the last 2 years for the Biscuits. Both coming in the division series against Pensacola. The 0-2 pitch misses away. It's a changeup at 83, and the count goes to 1-2. Last year, he allowed two runs in three innings against Pensacola. Took the loss in Game 3 of the division series. The 1-2 pitch. Warren takes strike three at the knees, a sinker at 90 miles an hour, and Hundley strikes out the side in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the third. It's 5-0 Biscuits on the Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Way to the top of the third, 5-0. Biscuits over the Shuckers. Lefty Tate Keener is back to work. He goes up against the righty Dominic Keegan. He hit the three-run homer in the first that launched the Biscuits into a 3-0 lead. The pitch is a called strike. Fastball at the knees, a sinker at 92. Four batters in, the Biscuits took a 3-0 lead here in game one. Keener's 0-1. Swing and a miss. Jumps ahead to a no ball and two strike count. The 0-2 pitch. Keegan rolls it left side of the infield. Murray to his right, grabs it on a slide. It's short, and there's no play at first. Keegan's 2-for-2 tonight. He ended the regular season red hot, 12-for-27. And he's picked up a multi-hit performance here in game one of the SLDS. It brings up the lefty, Trey Morgan. The leadoff man's gotten on each of the last two innings. It's a 5-0 Biscuits lead, top of the third. Keener delivers. Morgan drives it into left center, and it's down for a base hit. Warren moves over from left and snags it. Keegan a second. Morgan a first with a single. And now two on and nobody out for the lefty Xavier Isaac. Ryder fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Lefty Keener delivers. Isaac fouls it back, almost decapitates Taylor in the on-deck circle. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. He had to duck out of the way of that one before he got nailed in the head. He's wearing a helmet, but that thing was hard off the bat. 0-1 the count to the lefty. Keener delivers. Tipped into Miller's mitt, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Keegan's at second, Morgan's at first. Keener delivers. Isaac takes low. It's a sweeper at 78, and the count goes to 1-2. Keener about to throw his 56th pitch of the day, just in the third inning. He comes home. Isaac takes away, and the count evens 2-2. Lefty Keener stares in, gets the signs from Miller. Now comes Seth. He comes home. Swing and a miss. Sweeper off the outside corner. And that retires Isaac for the first out of the inning. It's also the first strikeout today from Keener. Brings up the left-handed hitting Braden Taylor and an RBI double back in the first inning. He's got runners in first and second. One out, 5-0. The Biscuits lead it in the top of the third. Keener delivers. Taylor takes a strike at the knees. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. And if you're just joining us, the Biscuits scored all five of their runs in the first inning. Three-run homer from Dominic Keegan. RBI double from Braden Taylor. He's brought around on a throwing error on the play. The 0-1 pitch is a slider and a called strike two. The big thing for the Shuckers is keep it at five runs. The team that can score five or more runs, they've scored at five or more runs 54 times this year, including 39 times since June 1st. The 0-2 pitch, Taylor takes just away. Didn't miss by much, a slider at 82. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Keener comes set. Now the pitch. Taylor takes just away. Sinker at 93, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Taylor takes strike three on the outside corner. A sinker at 92. And after the first two reach, it's back-to-back strikeouts from Keener. And it brings up the righty, Drew Baker. It is a lively crowd tonight. Great to see so many faces after a bit of a rain delay in the Shuckers, not knowing they were playing at home in game one until Thursday when they clinched a playoff spot. Righty Drew Baker digs in. Two on, two out. Keener delivers. Baker swings and misses. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Baker singled back in the first inning. A little dribbler on the left side of the infield. The 0-1 pitch. Lifted foul. First base side and out of play. And Keener gets ahead 0-2. Keener comes set. Now the pitch. Baker fouls it back and will do it again. Keener takes a breath, now delivers. Misses low. Sweeper at 79, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Shuckers trail it 5-0 in the top of the third inning. Keener trying to work out of things in strand two. The 1-2 pitch. Check swing. He goes around, and after the first two reach, Keener strikes out the next three. And on an 82-mile-an-hour changeup, he gets Baker swinging. That ends the top of the third. No runs, two hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. We're through 2.5. Shuckers trailed 5-0. 8-9-1 due up when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Jamvik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Adam Hall leads it off for the Shuckers. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Shuckers down 5-0. Trying to solve Sean Hunley, who so far this year has now allowed one run in 25 innings. The first pitch of his inning is a swing and a miss from Adam Hall on a slider. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Shuckers have been held without a hit yet. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Hall's hitting 262 this year with a 377 OBP. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and chops it up the middle. Williams to his left from short, grabs it behind second, slings it to Morgan at first. It's in time, and Hall's retired. One out, nobody on. And up comes the righty Ethan Murray. We'll take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin'. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Hunley's first pitch to Murray. Misses inside, and it gets him on the elbow guard, and Murray is down. Associate athletic trainer Katie Bowersox is out in a hurry. And it can't hit him in the elbow guard because Ethan Murray is not wearing an elbow guard. That got him right on the elbow. And Murray's walking up the first baseline. That was up and in at 87. And that is not going to feel good. Murray, Bowersox, and Payne are walking up the first baseline right now. It is a painful way to get on, but Shuckers right now. You need the base runners, and Ethan's Murray's elbow. Hopefully it's okay, and it looks like it's okay. It's a painful way to get on, but the Shuckers have a base runner. And it brings up the top of the order in Dylan O'Reilly. O'Reilly set to dig in from the left side. With the way that went, we might see Murray up to the plate next time with an elbow guard. O'Reilly digs in. He reached on a walk back in the first. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Hunley drops in a slider at 86. Ray was a mid-season addition for the Shuckers. Started out this year in High A, Wisconsin, and at about the halfway point came up to Biloxi. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. It's been a speedy season for O'Reilly. First Brewers minor league player to 60 stolen bases in over a decade in the high minors. That's double A and triple A. The 0-2. Check swing. Third base umpire says he goes around. And Hundley strikes out his fifth of the night. It was a changeup on the outside corner. And now with two outs and runner on, the lefty Darian Miller now digs in. Nick Merkel's back up and warming in the Shuckers bullpen. As the lefty Miller digs in, left-handed bat against the righty Hundley. The pitch just misses away. Sinker at 90 miles an hour, and the count goes to 1-0. Two out, one on. Shuckers down 5-0. The bottom of the third inning. The 1-0 pitch. Miller takes a strike at the knees. A slider at 85. And the count evens 1-1. The pitch. Roped out to right center. Baker is after it. Reaches up on the run and he makes a running catch into the right center field alleyway. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. It's a 5-0 Biscuits lead. We'll be back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Edsel leads it off for the Biscuits as we move to the fourth inning. It's a 5-0 Montgomery lead. Game one of the Southern League Division Series. Lefty Tate Keener faces the lefty. First pitch of the frame. Misses off the outside corner for ball one. Just joining us, Biscuits scored all five runs on four hits and an error in the first inning. A three-run homer from Dominic Keegan, an RBI double from Braden Taylor, and an error on the same play brought him in. The pitch, Edsel fouls it back, and the count evens 1-1. Nick Merkel continues to warm up in the Shuckers bullpen. The pitch, Edsel takes a slider on the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Merkel's a guy who can give the Shuckers multiple innings out of that bullpen. Keener delivers to Edsel. Slider lifted down the left field line. Warren is after it. Right in front of the warning track. He camps under it. He makes the catch. And he retires Edsel for the first out. One out, nobody on. And Chandler Simpson, the speedy lefty, digs in. gives us a chance to take a look at the Owaw Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The pitch. Simpson takes a slider on the outside corner for strike one. In the North Division, in the Southern Wing Division Series, it is a 3-1 lead for the Tennessee Smokies over the Birmingham Barons. The pitch. Three quarters of a swing from Simpson. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. They're in the top of the eighth inning. Meanwhile, in the Brewers organization, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers fell by a 6-2 final against Lake County in the Midwest League Championship Series. The 0-2 sliced foul, third base side and out of play. The count goes and stays at no balls and two strikes. It is a winner-take-all tomorrow for the T-Rats and Captains. T-Rats won Game 1 5-4 on Sunday. A 6-2 win for the Captains in Game 2. The 0-2 pitch. Simpson fouls it back and will do it again. Game 3 slated for tomorrow. The Timber Rattlers trying to win their first title since 2012. Also the last time a Brewers full season affiliate won a title was the 2012 Timber Rattlers. The 0-2 pitch. Simpson goes a quarter of the way with his swing. Keener wants to check to third, and Goodman says he does not go. It was a low slider at 83. Count on a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch. Simpson swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 83. Keener picks up his fourth strikeout of the night. There's two away for the righty, Tanner Murray. Keener's done an excellent job settling down after that first inning. Gave up five runs the first seven batters. Since then, there's been a couple of base runners, but he's done a great job working around him and keeping it at a five-run deficit. He delivers to the righty, Murray, who nubs it foul back to the screen. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. That was Keener's 79th pitch of the night. The pitch. Rocketed down the right field line. Scott is after it towards the warning track. He looks up, and it's a homer. Murray makes it 6-0 with the Biscuit's second homer of the night. Off the bat at 95 miles an hour, it goes 340 feet. And the Biscuits hold a commanding 6-0 lead in Game 1. Pena is out of the Shuckers dugout, and in comes Nick Merkel. 6 runs, 8 hits, 2 homers, and 3 extra base hits. And the Biscuits are in control in Game 1. 2 out, nobody on. In comes Nick Merkel. We'll back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Nick Merkel's out of the bullpen for the Shuckers. Beaver leaves the lefty Tate Keener his gun after he gives up six runs, five of them earned on eight hits and two homers in 3 2/3 innings. And the righty Merkel faces the righty Carson Williams. 6-0. The Biscuits lead it with two outs in the fourth. Merkel delivers. His first pitch is lifted down the right field line and foul. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Merkel in the regular season made 36 appearances, 67 and a third innings, a 3.11 ERA, 27 walks, and 76 strikeouts. He was real good against righties, nearly just as good against lefties. Righties 167 average and lefties 204. The 0-1 pitch. Williams lifts it by Woken at third and into left for a single. Warren charges and grabs it. It's a multi-hit day for Williams in game one. And it brings up the righty Dominic Keegan. Keegan's 2-for-2 tonight with a big-time three-run homer in the first inning that set the tone early on in this one. It's game one of the best of three Southern League Division Series. Travel day tomorrow, and then game two on Thursday in Montgomery. Merkel delivers. Keegan takes a slider, and it's a called strike. Merkel has spent some time in the starting rotation. He's also spent some time out in the bullpen. This year, 40 appearances, 37 came in the bullpen. The check back to first. Williams gets the tag slapped on him, but it's not in time. Count goes to no balls and a strike. Merkel delivers. Chopped to short. Murray charges, grabs it chest high, gathers, fires to first, and then ends the inning. In the frame, one run, two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. We're through 3.5, and it's 6-0 Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
The brand new Shuckers shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Shuckers down 6-0. As we head to the bottom of the fourth inning, Javik Lake back alongside you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It's game one of the Southern League Division Series. The Shuckers have been held hitless and scoreless through three against the righty Hundley. He fires home. Woken takes a slider, and it's called strike one in the outside corner. Well, if you're a Shuckers fan and you've been sitting on one side of the couch, I want to move to the other side here for the late inning. Switch up the mojo in the middle frame. So one pitch is lifted deep to left. Edsel watches it. It curls towards the pole. It is foul. And it is a very, very long strike. Oh, so close to a homer. As we get a look of the replay on our screen. Chest foul. The pitch is a called strike three on the outside corner. A sinker at 89. And now one away for the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. That's the sixth strikeout tonight for Hundley. And the lefty Martinez digs in. It is a 6-0 Biscuits lead. The pitch from Hundley. Martinez drives it deep down the right field line. It curls towards the pole. Fair, gone, home run. And the Shuckers get on the board. Martinez rounds third and comes home off the bat at 109. And it goes 442 feet down that right field line. The Shuckers get on the board. It's now 6-1 Biscuits. And it brings up the lefty Connor Scott. Martinez hit 13 homers and 62 driven in the regular season. And he opens the book here in the playoffs. As the Shuckers get on the board and they get their first hit. It's just the second run they've scored all year against Hundley in 27 innings. The pitch, Scott takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch, Scott swings and misses. Cutter on the inside corner at 86, and the count evens 1-1. Scott's 0 for 1 tonight, struck out swinging on a fastball back in the second. The pitch, Scott drives it out to right center. Baker comes in on it, stands under it, and he makes the catch. That retires Scott for the second out. And it brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. The pitch to the righty Sparks. Chess misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Sparks drives it towards left center. Simpson was way over to right center. It drops in for a base hit. He gathers it. Sparks turns and burns to second. The throw is not in time. Sparks is in standing with a double. And the Shuckers right now are making some magic. Two extra base hits in the inning, and they're not out of this thing. The switch hitter Xavier Warren digs in. Two out, runner on second. It is a 6-1 Biscuits lead. Hundley deals. Warren takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Keegan calls time and runs out. This is a brand-new situation right now for Sean Hundley. Entering today at a .39 ERA against the Shuckers. One run allowed in 23 and a third innings. Here on the fourth, the Shuckers have tagged him for a run with two outs, and they're looking to add another. Keegan squats down again behind home plate. The 1-0. Warren fouls it back, and the count evens 1-1. He struck out looking on a fastball back in the second. The 1-1. Warren swings and misses, trying to time up a slider at 85. And the count goes to 1-2. Hundley deals. Warren takes strike three. A sinker at 88 on the inside corner. And that ends the inning. One run, two hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the fifth. It is a 6-1. Biscuits lead over the Shackers on the Biloxi Shackers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Trey Morgan links things off for the Biscuits as we go to the fifth inning. It's a 6-1 Biscuits lead over the Shuckers. Game one of the Southern League Division Series. It is a 6-1 Biscuits lead, and the righty Merkel delivers. It misses off the outside corner. Morgan bailed as soon as Merkel threw the baseball. Count goes to a ball and no strikes. Morgan's 1-for-2 today with a single. Merkel deals. Drops in a knuckle curve that just misses low and away. And the count goes to 2-0. Merkel comes set at the bell. Now the 2-0 pitch. Lifted to short. Murray climbs the ladder and makes the catch. What a play from Murray at short. Gets up and makes a snag on a 99-mile-an-hour liner. One away, and it brings up the lefty Xavier Isaac. Well, if Coach K had seen that when Murray was at Duke, he might have himself a basketball tryout. Those are some big-time ups. And the lefty Xavier Isaac digs in. It's a 6-1 Biscuits lead. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Isaac is 0-for-1 today with a walk and a strikeout. The 1-0 delivery misses low and inside, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. Isaac takes an uncle curve low, and the count runs to 3-0. Isaac stands at the very back of the left-handed box. Now the pitch. He takes all the way, and it's called strike one in the outside corner. The pitch. Knuckle curve just misses off the inside corner. And it's ball four. It's the third walk drawn tonight by the Biscuits. And it brings up the left-handed hitting Braden Taylor. It's a 6-1 Biscuits lead. It's a 6-1 Biscuits lead here in the top of the fifth inning. The pitch is a knuckle curve. That's a called strike one. Taylor today, 1-for-2 with a double back in the first inning that drove in a run. Merkel delivers. Taylor takes a curveball on the outside corner, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Isaac takes his lead off first. The 0-2 pitch. Taylor takes an uncle curve just away at 84. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, and one away. Now the pitch. Just misses away. Didn't miss by much. And the count's even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and one away. Wow. Merkel delivers. Taylor takes off the outside corner. The count goes to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, and one away. Merkel comes set at the belt. Now comes home. Runner off to second. Swing and a miss. Miller's throw to second is high. It's over Murray's head, and it's in his center. Isaac stays put at second. It's a stolen base. Taylor strikes out. And now two away for the righty, Drew Baker. It's a 6-1 Biscuits lead over the Shuckers. Top of the fifth inning in Game 1 of the Southern League Division Series. Ronnie Merkel sets the belt. Now delivers. And misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Baker is 1-for-2 tonight. Single back in the first inning. Struck out swinging back in the third. Now pitching coach Will Sherholz calls time, and he walks out to the mound. Time to say hello to a couple of folks in the text of the booth line. A big-time hello to George, tuning in from Grand Rapids, Florida. Move sides of the couch before Ernesto Somer. That'll do. Big hello as well to Todd and Donna Schitt for Columbia, South Carolina. A big hello to Mr. Hertz from Holden, Massachusetts, who is tuning in. And a big hello to Tommy and Karen Crossland tuning in from Sparta, Tennessee. And as always, Joe Arrow tuning in from Sarasota, Florida. Counts at a ball and no strikes with two away. 6-1. Biscuits lead it over the Shuckers. All righty, Merkel comes set at the belt. Now delivers to the righty, Baker. It's an uncle curve. First base umpire says he does not go. And the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Isaac takes his lead off second. O'Reilly at second shifts a little bit towards the back of the bag. Isaac dances. Now the pitch. Lifted over Murray's head and into left center for a base hit. Isaac rounds third and comes home. Hall picks it up in center and fires in on a hop to second. It's an RBI single for Baker. And the Biscuits get the run back. It's a 7-1 advantage. Easy. Lefty Matthew Etzel digs in. And the Biscuits here in Game 1 of the Division Series have jumped all over the Shuckers. 7 runs on 10 hits. Two outs and a runner on. Merkel delivers. Edsel takes an uncle curve on the outside corner for strike one. The 0-1 delivery. Edsel tips it into Miller's mitt, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, and two away. This gets up 7-1 in game one of the division series. The 0-2 pitch misses just off the outside corner, a changeup at 88. And the count's at a ball and two strikes. Baker takes his lead off first. 42 stolen bases in the regular season. The 1-2 pitch. Smacked foul off Edsel's front foot. And we'll do it again. The 1-2 pitch. Edsel fouls it off his front foot again. Good thing he's wearing that leg guard. Back-to-back pitches. He's fouled off that front foot. The count stays at 1-2. He's rocking a leg guard on that right leg that is black and orange. And if you're wondering why in the world he's wearing an Oriole-colored leg guard, it's because that's where he originally started this year. Acquired at the deadline from Baltimore in a trade for Zach Eflin. The 1-2 pitch. Edsel fouls it back. The count stays at 1-2. He spent most of this year with the Orioles, with their high A affiliate, the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Then was traded over and moved up to Double A. Also spent some time with the Double A Bowie Bay Sox in the Orioles organization. Merkel comes set. Baker takes his lead off first. Merkel throws over to first. And he's back in time. The 1-2 pitch. Edsel lifts it out to the left. Warren in on it. On the run. Stabs at it. And he makes the catch. That ends the inning. One run, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We are through 4.5 in Biloxi, and it's a 7-1 Biscuits lead. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio
Thirsty
Network.
Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Montgomery in game one. You go to the bottom of the fifth inning. In game one of this best of three Southern League Division Series, Biscuits 7, Shuckers 1. And the righty Adam Hall leads it off against the righty Sean Hundley. First pitch of the frame. This is low and away. And the count goes to a ball and no strikes. 7 runs on 10 hits with an error for the Biscuits. Hundley delivers. It misses away and the count goes to 2-0. Meanwhile, the Shuckers have 1 run on 2 hits and an error. Their only run came on a solo shot from Ernesto Martinez Jr. last inning. The pitch is a called strike, and the count goes to 2-1. It's hard to be a crafty righty, but that's pretty much what Hundley is. He does not throw hard. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. He's got a lot of movement on his pitches. Nothing goes straight. Whether it's his sinker, his slider, his changeup, everything moves. The 3-1 pitch. Hall chops it first base side. Morgan charges gloves knee high, takes it to the bag himself. And Hall's retired for the out. One out, nobody on, and up comes the righty Ethan Murray. Made a terrific play short in the fifth inning. Leapt in the air probably about 2.5 feet to make a catch in the top half of the inning. Hundley delivers. Murray takes off the inside corner. Sinker at 88. The count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Slider misses away. The count goes to 2-0. The righty, out of the windup, comes home. Murray drives it down the right field line. Baker after it into foul territory on the run. Runs out of room and almost flips over the sidewall. Count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Hundley deals. Murray fouls it straight back, and the count evens 2-2. Righty Hundley kicks and delivers. Curveball smacked to third. Taylor goes to his left, snags it, short arms it at first. It's in time, and Murray's retired. Two out, nobody on. And it's back to the top of the order in the lefty, Dylan O'Reilly. It's a 7-1 Biscuits lead over the Shuckers. Game one of the Southern League Division Series. They've already gone final in the other SLDS game. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The Tennessee Smokies, who one of the hottest teams in all of minor league baseball, over 42 wins in the second half. They win 3-1. 1-0 pitch. Misses out. And the count goes to 2-0. They take a 1-0 series lead on the Barons. Game two of that series Thursday in Birmingham. The 2-0. O'Reilly rolls it third base side. It's a fair ball. And it rolls by the Biscuits bullpen and rattles around towards the corner. Ensel chases after it, and O'Reilly strides in the second with a two-out double. For the second straight inning, the Shuckers have an extra base hit with two away. We'll see if they can cash it in for runs. Up steps the lefty, Terry Miller. Two out, runner on second. Shuckers down 7-1 in the last of the fifth inning. Hundley delivers. Miller takes off the outside corner, sinker at 88, and the count goes to 1-0. Miller is 0-2 today, grounded into a fielder's choice back in the first and flew out to right in the third. The 1-0 delivery misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Hundley deals. Misses up, and the count goes to 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, and two away. Ray leads off second. Checkers trying to scratch and claw their way to another run. They're down by six. It's 7-1. The pitch. It's a called strike. Sinker at 88. And the count runs to 3-1. Checkers trying to come back in game one. Trying to win their first title in franchise history. The 3-1 pitch. Miller takes away, and it's ball four. Shockers now have two on with two away for Brock Wolkin. They have a chance to make this a ball game. Brings out catcher Dominic Keegan. We'll take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shockers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shockers baseball.
We welcome you back to Keesler Federal Park in Biloxi. Pitching coach Steve Merriman is out to talk to Biscuit starter Sean Hundley. It's a 7-1 Biscuits lead. Seven runs, 10 hits, and an error for Montgomery. One run, three hits, and an error for the Shuckers. Brock Wolkin set to step in. Shuckers are down by six. They're one swing away from turning this into a three-run ball game. Merriman's back to the dugout. And Brock Wolkin is set to go against the righty Hundley. The pitch. Wolkin pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. Count goes to no balls and a strike. Ray's at second. Miller's at first. The 0-1. Wolkin drives it towards center. Simpson under it. In the couple steps, and he makes the catch, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. Two runners left on base. It's 7-1 after five. The Biscuits lead it on the Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
We enter the sixth inning in Biloxi. Game one of the Southern League Division Series, and the Shuckers' first playoff game in over 1,800 days. The righty Nick Merkel faces the lefty Chandler Simpson. It is a 7-1. Biscuits lead in the top of the sixth inning. Merkel deals. It's a called strike on the outside corner. He gets ahead. No balls and a strike. Simpson tonight, 1-for-3. Single back in the second inning. The 0-1 delivery. Simpson takes low, and the count evens 1-1. This is a Rays organization that has had a lot of success on the minor league side. Bowling Green Hot Rods in the South Atlantic League Championship Series right now. The Charleston River Dogs, their single-A affiliate, just had their run of three straight titles ended. 1-1 pitch. Chopped left side of the infield. Wilkin went right at first, now goes left. And no play for Murray to make after he grabs it at short. Simpson reaches. You got to be just about perfect in the infield to try and get Simpson, who is the fastest guy in minor league baseball. He reaches with a single. And the righty, Tanner Murray, now digs in. Simpson, 73 stolen bases in the regular season just with the Biscuits. The end of the year with 104 and a Southern League batting title to go with on top of it. One on, nobody out. 7-1 Biscuits in the sixth. Merkel delivers. Murray rolls it to short. Murray has it. Flips to second for one. O'Reilly to first. It's high and wide. Murray trips over the bag. And Miller collects the next of the Shackers dugout. Murray reaches on a fielder's choice. Simpson's retired. The force out goes 6-4. And now one out with one on for Carson Williams. Biscuits lead it 7-1 over the Shuckers. Top of the sixth inning in game one. Carson Williams digs in. He's 2-for-3 today with two singles. Murray's off first. Now the pitch. Knuckle curve, and it's called strike one. Shuckers bullpen starts to get moving again. We'll see who grabs a baseball. And it is Chase Costello who is warming up. The 0-1 pitch. Popped up. First base side foul territory. Martinez ranges over towards the railing. He reaches over. And he does not make the catch. It's out of his mitt. And a fan grabs it in the first row. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. That was a risky play to make. More for the fans than Ernesto. Ernesto is 6'6", 250. I don't know if I'd particularly want to stand in his way if I'm in the first row. But somebody gets the baseball. Counts of no balls and two strikes with one away. Merkel comes in. Now delivers. Williams chops it foul. Third base side. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, and one away. Merkel delivers. Wave and a miss. A slow knuckle curve at 83. And now two away for the righty, Dominic Keith. Two out, one on. It's a 7-1 lead for the Biscuits in the top of the sixth inning. The pitch. Chopped to third. Wilkin stays back on it. Grabs it belt high. Fires a strike to first. It's in time, and that ends the inning. In the frame, no runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 5.5. Shuckers down 7-1. We're back after this in the Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, everybody. Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Shuckers trail it 7-1 against the Biscuits, and they'll try to get the comeback done against the Montgomery bullpen. Sean Hundley's done after five innings of one-run ball. And the righty Evan Reifert enters for the Biscuits. Reifert, the former Brewers farmhand, faces the left Ernesto Martinez Jr., who hit a homer back in the fourth to score the Shuckers' only run of the night. Reifert deals. Misses inside, and it gets Martinez on the leg guard. And he sprints down to first. And now the umpiring crew gets together. And what is the question here? Is the question that Martinez might have leaned into it. That would certainly be a call to make here. Shuckers in need of base runners. Down 7-1. And if it's not home plate umpire Joe McCarthy who saw it, not sure anyone else would have a better vantage point. And Evan Reifert's been ejected. Reifert jawing with the umpire on his way out. Evan Reifert's been ejected, and Kevin Bowlesby, you can see it on our monitor, is out to talk to this umpiring crew, and he just looks confused. Well, there is an opening right now for the Shuckers. Down 7-1, Evan Reifert throws one pitch, hits Martinez, and gets tossed. They've ruled that it was intentional. In game one of the divisional series, they've ruled that Reifert has intentionally hit Ernesto Martinez Jr. And Bulls can't believe it. He is continuing to talk with this umpiring crew. Brian Van Racken, the second base umpire, and the home plate umpire, Joe McCarthy. He's getting quite the leash right now from both of them. And he is jawing at him. I don't know if you can necessarily blame him. That is quite the move to throw out a pitcher after one pitch and a fastball that hits Martinez. Now the Biscuits are going to need to figure out who's pitching. And Bowles has been ejected from the game. So Bowles and Reifert both ejected. That is quite the move to eject Reifert after one pitch. And the Biscuits are going to need to figure out who in the world. And someone else has been ejected? Well, now bench coach Herman Melendez is waving in whoever was just warming up in the Biscuits bullpen as soon as Reifert got ejected. Well, if you're going to intentionally hit someone, I don't think I've ever seen somebody intentionally try and hit somebody in their kneecaps. It has been a strange season, and it certainly gets a little stranger. We'll take a break while the new pitcher warms up. And you can mark on your bingo card a pitcher getting ejected for throwing at somebody's kneecap. We're back after this on the Shackers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
We welcome you back to Biloxi. It has been a strange season. And if you've been with us throughout the season, you know that we have seen a number of wild incidents. Well, we've added another one to the tally. Evan Reifert threw one pitch. Again, this is game one of the playoffs. He hit Ernesto Martinez Jr. It was ruled as Martinez being intentionally hit by Reifert. Reifert gets ejected. Manager Kevin Bowles gets ejected. Both benches have now been warned. And Connor Scott digs in against the new pitcher, the righty Paul Gervais. I'm not quite sure what we've just seen over the past 5 minutes. Gervais delivers. It's a called strike. And the music started going before Gervais picked up his leg and the pitch was allowed to happen. Count it, no balls and a strike. Randy Gervais faces the lefty Scott. Checkers trail at 7-1. The pitch. Scott rolls it first base side and foul towards the Checkers bullpen. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. So the total tally of ejections is Evan Reifert and manager Kevin Bowles, who was about as confused as anyone. And it was not an immediate toss either. They waited. The umpires got together, and they ruled after about 45 seconds of discussion that Reifert intentionally threw at Martinez. Which, if it is true, and he did throw intentionally at him, it's game one of the playoffs. The Checkers are now 7-1. It's certainly an idea. I don't know if it's a good one. It's definitely not. The pitch to Scott. Swing and a miss. And he strikes out on three pitches. One away with a runner on. And the righty Lamar Sparks digs in. But either way, the Checkers have a base runner. One out, one on. The righty Sparks digs in. Gervais is out to make his 15th appearance of the season. The pitch is a called strike one in the outside corner. Gervais, 3.57 ERA in 17 and two-thirds innings. The 0-1. Sparks checks his swing. First base umpire says he goes around. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Gervais, born and raised in Cary, North Carolina. Spent some time as a former bat boy with the Buies Creek Astros back in the day. Now pitching here in Double-A in Game 1. The 0-2. Sparks takes up, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Righty Gervais delivers. Misses low. And Keegan blocks it up. Count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Sparks drives it foul. First base side and out of play. And the count stays at two balls and two strikes. Gervais made two appearances last week in the series at Pensacola. Struck out four over two perfect innings. Gervais delivers. Fouled off Sparks' front foot. And the count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and one away. It's a 7-1 Biscuits lead in the bottom of the sixth. Gervais delivers. Sparks fouls it back, and he stays alive. The 2-2 pitch. Sparks takes a slider on the inside corner for strike three. He's down looking. And now two away with a runner on for the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Two out and a runner on. It is a 7-1. Biscuits lead. Bottom of the sixth inning in game one of the Southern League Division Series. The pitch, Warren pops it up. Foul territory, first base side. Morgan over, Murray's over as well. He leans over the railing, reaches out, and it's out of his reach. And the ball drops in. The count goes to no balls and a strike. The foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Warren at the very back of the left-handed box. Gets the 0-1 pitch. Misses low and inside. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 93. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Misses up and away, and the count evens 2-2. Chase Costello continues to warm in the Shackers bullpen. Shackers down 7-1 in the sixth. The 2-2 pitch. Warren hits it on a couple of hops, backhanded by Murray at second. He fires to first. It's in time, and that ends the inning. Well, one of the strangest innings we've seen all year ends after no runs, no hits, no errors, and a runner left on base. Chase Costello enters, and we go to the seventh. Shuckers down 7-1 in the Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Shuckers go back to the bullpen as the righty Nick Merkel is done for the day. It's the righty Chase Costello who enters. He's been quite a good addition out to that Shuckers bullpen. We enter the seventh in game one of the Southern League Division Series. And it is a 7-1 Biscuits lead. The righty Costello delivers to the lefty Trey Morgan. First pitch is corked foul. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Costello makes his fourth appearance. He's gone six innings, yet to allow an earned run, four walks and six strikeouts. Costello delivers. Morgan takes a strike on the inside corner. And the count moves to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 delivery. Morgan drives it out to right. Scott over towards the line. Lays out, and it tips off his mitt and rolls into the Shuckers bullpen. Morgan hustles in a second. Takes a hard turn as his helmet flies off. Throw comes back into the infield. It's a standing double for Morgan. And that leads off the seventh. By the way, the final line for Nick Merkel. He gives up one run on three hits in 2 1/3 innings. Walks one, strikes out two. And he throws 37 pitches. Lefty Xavier Isaac digs in. Pitch from Costello. He's a called strike one in the outside corner. By the way, just as a reminder, both benches have been warned after it was ruled that Evan Reifert intentionally hit Ernesto Martinez Jr. lead off the bottom of the sixth inning. The 0-1 pitch. Isaac swings and misses. Changeup at 81, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Reifert and manager Kevin Bowles have both been ejected. Maybe the only time we've ever seen anybody get ejected on the first pitch while pitching in a playoff game. But either way, both benches have been worn, so just a heads up if anybody gets hit again. The 0-2 delivery. Isaac takes low when the count goes to 1-2. Isaac today 0-for-1 with two walks. The pitch, runner off to third. Third to third misses up, and it is called a ball. Morgan swipes third. The count evens 2-2. It's a 7-1 Biscuits lead in the top of the seventh inning. The Shuckers bring the infield in. Costello comes set. Now the pitch. Isaac swings and misses. Gets in a flail at an 83-mile-an-hour changeup. And now one away for the lefty, Braden Taylor. By the way, fans, today's game is coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. You can visit them online today at groundzerobiloxi.com. Costello deals. Taylor takes off the outside corner. It's a sinker at 94, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Another sinker. This time it's called strike on the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. It's a 7-1 Biscuits lead. Taylor 1-for-3 tonight. The pitch. Chopped foul first base side. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, and one away. Costello delivers. Taylor takes up and in. He bends out of the way. Sinker at 94. And there's no meeting of the umpires. Count evens at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Taylor drives it foul. Third base side and out of play. And the count stays at 2-2. And foul balls brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Morgan takes a walking lead off third. Infield in for the Shuckers. Now the 2-2 pitch. Taylor takes strike three. A wicked sinker at 93 with 19 inches back towards that inside corner. And Taylor strikes out looking for the second out. He thought it was going to hit him in the knee in the left-handed batter's box, and instead, that thing nestled right on the inside corner. Two outs, runner on third, and the righty Drew Baker digs in. It's a 7-1 Biscuits lead. The pitch. Jump back to the mound. Costello grabs it. Comes off first base side. Underhands to Martinez. And that ends the inning. No runs. One hit. No errors. One runner left on base. It's time to stretch in Biloxi. It is a 7-1 Biscuits lead on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Favorite jeans. Favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows. It's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Roll
1. It's the Montgomery Biscuits in Game 1 of the Southern League Division Series. The righty Paul Gervais enters his first full inning on the hill, and he delivers to the righty Adam Hall. First pitch of this inning's popped up. Third base side, Taylor, the third baseman, under it in foul territory. He makes the catch, and Hall's retired for the out. Ethan Murray digs in. Right-handed bat against the righty Gervais. Shuckers have James Meeker up in the bullpen. One out, nobody on. It's a 7-1 Biscuits lead in the seventh. The pitch. Murray takes a slider on the outside corner for strike one. Time's called. Murray steps out. Gives everybody an extra moment. Game one of a best-of-three series. Whoever wins tonight is one win away from reaching the Southern League Championship Series. The 0-1 delivery. Slider called strike at the knees, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The Biscuits trying to reach the Championship Series for the first time since 2021. They're looking for their first title since 2007. The 0-2 delivery. Murray swings and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 94. And now two away for Dylan O'Reilly. Meanwhile, the Shuckers are looking for their first championship ever. Last outright double-A title for a Brewers double-A affiliate was back in 1994. The El Paso Diablos did it in the Texas League. Huntsville Stars came up just short in the Southern League in 2006 and 2007. Pitch. O'Reilly fouls it off the instep of his front foot. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. It's a 7-1 Biscuits lead as Meeker continues to warm down in the Shuckers bullpen. O'Reilly tonight, 1-for-2 with a double and a walk. Gervais delivers. O'Reilly dribbles it foul first base side. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, and two away. Shuckers down 7-1 in the bottom of the seventh. Gervais deals. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away at 94, and that ends the inning. Gervais has retired six straight since entering, including four strikeouts. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the eighth. It's 7-1 Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care, Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Luxie, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Hey,
We head to the top of the eighth inning. Checkers are down 7-1 in game one of the Southern League Division Series. Righty James Meeker now enters. He faces the lefty Matthew Etzel. Righty Meeker comes in for the righty Chase Costello. The pitch. Etzel cranks it foul. Third base side and out of play. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Meeker makes his 12th appearance of the season. He's gone 13 scoreless innings with 5 walks and 13 strikeouts. He delivers home. Etzel drives it again down the left field line and foul, just behind a cutter at 85. The count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Etzel's 0 for 3 tonight. 2 flyouts and a ground out to first. Checkers are down 7-1 in the top of the eighth inning. Game 2 of this series will be on Thursday in Montgomery. The 0-2 pitch. Meeker throws a cutter and it's fouled back. Count stays at 0-2. By the way, everything has gone final in the Brewers organization and the Southern League on the Owl Parks and Resort scoreboard update. You can plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The pitch. Foul back, and we'll do it again. In Kodak, the Tennessee Smokies continue what has been a dominant second half of baseball into the playoffs. They win 3-1 over the Birmingham Barons. They've now won 48 of their last 70 games, 48-22 over that span. They're one win away from the championship series. 0-2 pitch. Etzel takes low. Miller blocks it up. The count goes to 1-2. The Smokies, the reigning Southern League champions. Meanwhile, in the Brewers organization, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers will play for a title tomorrow in a winner-take-all game 3 against the Lake County Captains as the Captains win tonight 6-2. The 1-2. Smacked back to the mound. Meeker grabs it, jogs to first, underhands to Martinez, and Etzel's retired for the first out. At the big league level, the Brewers unable to clinch tonight. They fall to the Phillies 5-1. And in AAA, Nashville and Norfolk are rained out in game one of the final series of the season. For both sides, they'll make it up with a doubleheader tomorrow at Harbor Park. Simpson digs in from the left side. It's back to the top of the order. Meeker delivers. Simpson takes a strike on the outside corner. It's a cutter at 84. Keyshawn Askew, the left-handed arm, is starting to warm in the Biscuits pen. Meeker delivers. Simpson drives it towards center. Hall's back on it. Stands under it. Reaches up and makes the catch over his shoulder. And Simpson's retired. 2 out, nobody on, and the righty Tanner Murray digs in. Murray, 1 for 3 tonight with a solo shot back in the fourth. The pitch misses away. Fastball at 91, and the count goes to 1-0. It's a 7-1 Biscuits lead in the eighth. 7 runs, 12 hits, and an error. The Checkers, 1 run, 3 hits, and an error. The 1-0 delivery misses low. And the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. The pitch Driven out to right. Scott is back on it. Looks up. And it smacks. No, it's a homer. It goes over the wall. It barely sneaks over. It's a multi-homer game for Murray. And it's an 8-1 Biscuits lead in game one. He crosses home. It has been all Biscuits all night long. And that continues. Off the bat at 102 miles an hour. 346 feet. And it is an 8-1 Biscuits lead. Alrighty, Carson Williams digs in. The pitch. Williams tips it in and out of Miller's mitt. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Well, it's looking more and more like Thursday is going to be do or die for the Shackers to keep their season alive. The 0-1 is a called strike two on the outside corner. A fastball at 92. Last year, everything in the Southern League playoff-wise was a sweep. Both division series and the championship series. 0-2 pitch is a curveball low, and the count goes to 1-2. The Shackers, though, will be looking to force a game three. The pitch tipped into Miller's mitt for strike three, and that ends the inning. But in the inning, one run on one hit, a solo shot for Murray. No errors and nobody left on base. We're through 7.5, and it is 8-1 Biscuits on the Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today. This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Darian Miller leads things off for the Shuckers as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is an 8-1 Biscuits lead, and the lefty Keyshawn Askew stands in on the hill as the new arm to face Miller. Askew's first pitch comes home. It misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Askew is a side-winding lefty. And he's been terrific this year with the Biscuits. Today's is 52nd appearance, first of the postseason, 1-4-0 ERA, 64 and a third innings. Opponents hitting 193 against him. The 1-0 pitch is a called strike on the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. This is game one of a best-of-three series. The Shuckers lose tonight, they'll have their backs against the wall. They need to win two to reach the championship series. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Every single series in the Southern League was a sweep last year. The Shuckers will be trying to force a game three for the first time since the 2022 championship series. The 2-1 pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 2-2. That year, all three playoff series went to game three. Round one in the division series, Pensacola won over Montgomery in three games. Tennessee beat Rapid City in three games, and Pensacola beat Tennessee in three games to capture the title. The 2-2 pitch, Miller takes away. And the count goes full with three balls and two strikes. The 3-2 pitch misses away, and it's a gutsy six-pitch walk to start things off for Miller. By the way, Askew is in for the righty, Paul Gervais. Gervais goes two perfect innings after Evan Reifert got tossed after one pitch. He throws 23 pitches, no walks, no hits, no runs, and four strikeouts. And the righty, Brack Wilkin, digs in. Lefty Askew deals. Righty Wilkin takes a strike at the knees. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Wilkin is 0-for-3 tonight. Two strikeouts looking. And a fly out to center. The pitch misses inside. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. This is off the inside corner. The count goes to two balls and a strike. Sam McWilliams is starting to warm in the Shuckers bullpen. Alexi's down 8-1, and a ball gets away from the bullpen. Time's called. And the bat boy jogs out to pick it up. The 2-1 delivery. Wilkin swings and misses. Sinker at 89, and the count evens 2-2. Miller's at first. It is 8-1 Biscuits in the bottom of the eighth inning. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Gets him on a fastball in the inside corner. And now one away for the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. Martinez got the Shuckers their only run back in the fourth inning with a solo shot down the right field line. Martinez takes a moment outside the box. He now digs in. Lefty Askew comes set. Miller's out first. Now the pitch. Martinez takes low and away. And the count goes to 1-0. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Askew kicks and deals. Martinez chops it to third. Taylor tries to glove it. It's under his mitt and it's in the left. It's a multi-hit day for Martinez in game one. Miller to second. And it brings up Connor Scott. Checkers have four hits tonight. Martinez is half of them. Brings up the lefty Connor Scott. The pitch. Scott takes off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Scott drives it foul, third base side and out of play. Count evens 1-1. Lefty Askew deals to the lefty at the plate. Scott drives it out towards left. It's sky high. Edsel jogs in on it, under it, and he makes the catch. Martinez at first, Miller at second, and now two out with the righty Lamar Sparks. He's 1-for-3 tonight with a double. It is an 8-1 Biscuits lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. And now time is called. Martinez has to tie his right shoe. It's all tied up, ready to go. I think he went the loop, swoop, and pull method. Always important to note. The pitch to Sparks. It's a called strike at the knees, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Lefty Askew comes in. Now the 1-1. Sparks swings and misses. Fastball at 90 miles an hour, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Sparks swings and misses. Changeup off the inside corner at 84. And that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. Two runners left on base. Sam McWilliams will enter for the ninth. The Shuckers trail at 8-1 on the Biloxi Shuckers radio.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split.
Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float. That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Ninth inning in Game 1 of the Southern League Division Series. The Biscuits have enjoyed a lot of success tonight. They lead it 8-1 over the Shuckers. And the righty Sam McWilliams enters for the righty James Meeker and faces the righty Dominic Keegan in the cleanup spot. First pitch, Keegan takes strike one, top of the zone at 96. And McWilliams jumps ahead. Final line for James Meeker. He goes an inning, gives up one run on one hit. No walks and a strikeout. McWilliams fires. Keegan pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Meeker does it all in just 17 pitches. Meanwhile, McWilliams makes his second appearance in a Shuckers uniform on a scoreless inning on Saturday night against the M Braves. The pitch, swing and a miss. A hard slider at 89. And Keegan strikes out. McWilliams originally signed as a free agent by the Brewers back on September 5th after he was released in early August by the Cubs organization. One out, nobody on. And the lefty, Trey Morgan, faces the righty McWilliams. First pitch. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. McWilliams is a guy with a lot of velo. Can touch 98-99. The 1-0 delivery. Misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. McWilliams kicks and deals. Tipped off Miller. Miller's a little shaken up. Got him off the mask. The home plate umpire, Joe McCarthy, held him up for just a moment. Shuckers head athletic trainer Andrew Stallings with a very tough step with the dugout. And Atlee walks back down the dugout. That's always a good sign. The count with one away. McWilliams delivers. It misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-1. McWilliams, one of the tallest players on the Shuckers roster. He stands in at 6'7", 230 pounds. He's rocking high navy blue socks. And the 3-1 pitch is roped up the middle over Murray's head at short and into center for a base hit. Fastball at 97. Morgan did a good job to get some wood on it. Was in on his hands. Serves it out to center for his third hit of the night. Lefty Xavier Isaac now digs in. One out, one on. It's an 8-1 Biscuits lead in the top of the ninth inning. McWilliams delivers. Misses inside. Isaac backs up out of the way. And the count goes to 1-0.
Come on, Sam.
Biscuits took command of this game really from the jump. Four batters in. Dominic Keegan, a three-run homer. Led the Biscuits to a five-run first inning. They never looked back. The 1-0 pitch popped foul, third base side and out of play. The count evens 1-1. They scored five in the first, one in the fourth, one in the fifth, and one in the eighth. Shuckers got their only run in the bottom of the fourth inning on a solo blast from Ernesto Martinez Jr. that traveled over 440 feet down the right field line. The 1-1 pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. It's a cutter at 85. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch misses off the inside corner. The count evens 2-2. McWilliams steps on the rubber. Isaac, a wide stance at the plate. He's 0-for-2 tonight. Two walks and two strikeouts. Now the pitch. Tipped into Miller's mitt for strike three. And McWilliams gets his second strikeout of the inning. That's on a high cutter at 89. And it brings up the lefty, Braden Taylor. Two out, one on, 8-1 Biscuits in game one of the Southern League Division Series. Game two set for Thursday in Montgomery at 6:35. The pitch, Taylor takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Unless the Shuckers have a miracle comeback in the bottom of the ninth inning, they'll need to win on Thursday to keep their season alive. Neither team's announced a starter yet. The 1-0 delivery. Taylor rolls it third base side by Wilkin, and it'll left for a single. Morgan moves to second. Warren picks it up and fires it in. And it's a multi-hit day for Taylor. Now 15 hits tonight for the Biscuits. And it brings up the righty, Drew Baker. Miller calls time and runs out to talk to Mick Williams. Last time these two teams met, Biscuits won 10-0 against the Shuckers in the season series finale between these two teams. They tallied 16 hits, the most hits allowed by the Shuckers in a game this season. And here in game one, they have scored 8 runs on 15 hits, which is tied for the second most the Shuckers have allowed in a game this season. Runners in first and second with two away. And the righty, Drew Baker, who's 2-for-4 tonight, digs in as Miller's back behind the plate and ready to go. Nick Williams delivers. Swing and a miss. Slider off the outside corner that hits in front of the plate. Baker swings at it. The count goes to no balls and a strike. 8 runs, 15 hits, and 2 errors tonight for the Biscuits. 1 run, 3 hits, and an error tonight for the Shuckers. The 0-1 delivery. Rolled left side of the infield and through in a left for a single. Morgan gets the wave at third. Warren picks it up, throws home on 3, hops the tag. It's not in time. Morgan scores. Taylor to second, and it's 9-1 Biscuits. Baker is a 3-hit night. He's also driven in 2. And it brings up the lefty, Matthew Edsel. Runners in first and second with 2 away. McWilliams delivers. Misses away, flies by Miller to the screen, and everybody moves up 90 feet. Taylor to third on the wild pitch. Baker to second. And it counts at 1-0. Time's called. Edsel steps out for a moment. Counts it a ball and no strikes. Taylor is at third. Baker's at second. Nick Williams delivers. Edsel takes up, and the count goes to 2-0. Nick Williams steps off. He asks Miller to go through the signs one more time. Now the pitch. Edsel checks his swing. Third base umpire says he does not go. And the count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. The Shuckers have Will Childers warming up in the bullpen just in case. The 3-0 pitch. Edsel takes up and away, and that loads him up with 2 away for Chandler Simpson. It's a 9-1 Biscuits lead. Nine runs on 16 hits, and Simpson digs in. He's 2-for-5 tonight with 2 singles. Nick Williams delivers. Simpson takes up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Taylor is at third. Baker's at second. Edsel's at first. And that brings out Shuckers pitching coach Will Shearholz. Reminder, fans, that today's game is coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. The official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. You can Visit them online today at crownzerobiloxi.com. We'll take 10 seconds for station ID on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
We welcome you back to Keesler Federal Park. It's the top of the ninth inning. 1-0 the count on the lefty, Chandler Simpson. It's a 9-1 Biscuits lead, and the righty, Sam McWilliams, delivers. Simpson takes a strike at the top of the zone, and the count evens 1-1. Taylor's at third, Baker's at second, Etzel's at first. Biscuits, 9 runs on 16 hits. McWilliams delivers. Simpson takes a strike of the knees, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Simpson rolls it up the middle. Murray spears it at short, tap second, and that ends the inning. Biscuits send 7 to the plate in the ninth. They score a run on 3 hits, no errors, and they strand 3. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's a 9-1 Biscuits lead on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
We enter the bottom of the ninth inning in game one of the Southern League Division Series. And the Shuckers trail it 9-1. And 3 outs away from going down 1-0 in this series and needing a win on Thursday to keep their season alive. Ready, Jack Hartman enters for the lefty, Keyshawn Askew. Askew goes a scoreless inning, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, and 21 pitches. The switch hitter Xavier Warren digs in from the left side against the righty, Jack Hartman. First pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Hartman makes his 16th appearance of the season with the Biscuits, 3.78 ERA. The 1-0 delivery. Warren drives it out to right. Baker watches it go, and it's off the scoreboard. The Shuckers get 1 in the ninth. It's now 9-2. Warren rounds third and comes on home. After he hits 11 in the regular season, he gets his first in the postseason. Off the bat at 102 miles an hour, and it goes 378 feet. It might not be one that gets the Shuckers back into this, but at the very least, it starts to carry some momentum into game two. Hartman deals. Swing and a miss on a slider. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Shuckers have scored both their runs tonight on the homer. The pitch. Hall tips it into Keegan's mitt. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2. Hall takes low. Cutter at 89. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, fouled back, and we'll do it again. The 1-2 pitch, fouled back, and we'll do it again. Ball's 0 for 3 tonight. Ground out, pop out. Ground out to first. The 1-2 pitch. Hall ropes it third base side. One hop foul. Goodman emphatically waves his arms and points foul. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, Hall swings and misses. A slider at 90 miles an hour. Now one away for the righty, Ethan Murray. Murray is 0 for 2 tonight. Was hit by a pitch back in the third inning. One out, nobody on. Shuckers trail it 9-2 in the ninth inning. The pitch. Is a called strike on the inside corner at 96. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. The pitch. Murray swings and misses. Trying to time up a fastball at 95 on the inner half. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Ronnie Hartman comes set. Now the pitch. Murray takes inside, and it gets him. No, it's called a foul ball. It kind of rattled around between his hands and his bat. And got the bat first is the ruling. One ball, two strikes, and one away. Hartman sets. Now the pitch. Roped down the right field line. Baker's after, but it is foul into the seats. Count stays at 1-2. The pitch. Called strike three, an 89-mile-an-hour slider. Settles down the middle. Murray's down on strikes, and the Shuckers are down to their final out in game one. Again, game two of this series Thursday in Montgomery at 6:35. The lefty Dylan O'Ray digs in against the righty Hartman. The pitch. Misses inside and almost gets O'Ray. And the count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Misses away. A fastball at 96. The count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Hartman comes set. Puts his hand to his belt. Now the 2-0 pitch. Misses up, and the count goes to 3-0. The 3-0 pitch misses up and away. It is ball four. And that brings up Darian Miller with two out and one on in the bottom of the ninth inning. Miller's 0 for 2 tonight, but he's walked twice. Rays off first. The pitch to the lefty is lifted to short. Williams has it, chest high, and that ends it. Thursday is win or go home for the Shackers. You win, keep your season alive, and you force game three. If they lose, their season's over. In the ninth. One run, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base as the Shackers fall by a final score of 9-2 against the Biscuits here in game one of the South Division Series. Nine runs, 16 hits, and two errors for the Biscuits. And for the Shackers, two runs, four hits, and one error. Final score, Biscuits 9, Shackers 2. Sean Hundley gets the win after he goes 6-3 in the regular season. He's at 1-0 in the postseason. Tate Keener, the loss. After he goes 3-1 in the regular season, he falls to 0-1 in the postseason. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 50 minutes after first pitch of this game got pushed back by 50 minutes due to a rain delay in front of 1,578. Again, game 2 Thursday, 6:35 p.m., Shackers need a win to keep their playoff hopes and championship dreams alive as they fall in the series by a 1-0 tally after the Biscuits win the opener 9-2. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap everything up on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Final score, Biscuits 9, Shackers 2.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers radio network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shackers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shackers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shackers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
We welcome you inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. You can visit them today at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, or visit them online at groundzerobiloxi.com for menus, schedules, and more. Javik Blake alongside you as the Shuckers fall in Game 1 of the Southern League Division Series by a 9-2 final against the Biscuits. 9 runs, 16 hits, and 2 errors for the Biscuits. 2 runs, 4 hits, and an error for the Shuckers. The winning pitcher is Sean Hundley. He gives up 1 run and strikes out 7 over 5 innings. While the loss goes to Tate Keener, who gives up 6 runs, 5 of them earned, and 8 hits in 3 and 2/3 innings. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 50 minutes after first pitch was delayed by 50 minutes due to rain in front of a crowd of 1,578 Shuckers faithful. Great job coming out tonight after the Shuckers and Shuckers fans did not know they were playing a playoff game definitely until they clinched a playoff spot via the wild card on Thursday against the M-Braves. So great to see so many smiling faces in the crowd tonight. Time to get to tonight's scoring summary. And it was all Montgomery right from the jump. 4 batters in. Dominic Keegan, a 3-run homer, made it a 3-0 Biscuits lead. Then later in the inning, Braden Taylor, an RBI double down the right field line, an errant throw home, trying to get Xavier Isaac rounding third, sailed into the Biscuits dugout. That scored 2. It scored Isaac, and it allowed Taylor to come home from second on the 2-base throwing error, and the Biscuits took a 5-0 lead. They made it a 6-0 lead in the fourth with a solo homer from Tanner Murray before the Shuckers responded with a solo blast from Ernesto Martinez Jr. in the bottom half. In the fifth inning, Drew Baker, an RBI single, made it a 7-1 lead. In the eighth inning, a solo shot from Tanner Murray made it an 8-1 lead, and then each team scored a run in the ninth inning. It was an RBI single from Drew Baker, who finishes the day with 2 runs driven in and a 3-for-5 night, while the Shuckers got their run in the bottom half off a solo homer from Xavier Warren. Again, 9 runs, 16 hits, and 2 errors for the Biscuits. 2 runs, 4 hits, and an error for the Shuckers. Winning pitcher Sean Hundley and Tate Keener get to the loss as the Biscuits go up 1-0 in this best 2-out-of-3 series between the Shuckers and the Biscuits in the SLDS. We'll take a break when we come back. We'll wrap everything up on the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update, including taking a look at how things ended up on the other side of things with Birmingham and Tennessee tonight. Also look at how things went for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who had a chance to win their first Midwest League title since 2012 today in East Lake, Ohio, against the Lake County Captains. All comes your way next right here on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
We welcome you back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show as we wrap things up between the Biloxi Shuckers And the Montgomery Biscuits in Game 1 of the Southern League Division Series. The Biscuits, 9 runs, 16 hits, and 2 errors for the Shuckers. 2 runs, 4 hits, and an error. Montgomery takes a 1-0 lead in this best-of-3 Southern League Division Series. Game 2 scheduled for Thursday in Montgomery with first pitch at 6:35 p.m. Central Time. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Southern League and the Brewers organization. You can plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The other division series, Game 1, the Smokies win it 3-1 over the Birmingham Barons. They'll have a chance to book their ticket to their third consecutive Southern League Championship Series on Thursday in Birmingham, and they'll have a chance to defend their Southern League title from last season. Elsewhere in the Brewers organization, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers tomorrow could win a title as they fall in Game 2 of the 3-game Midwest League Championship Series 6-2 against the Guardians High A affiliate in the Lake County Captains. In AAA, Nashville and Norfolk, still the regular season. They were postponed due to rain. They'll make it up with 2 tomorrow at the big league level. The Brewers unable to clinch tonight, but their magic number is now 1 as they fall to the Phillies by a 5-1 final. That'll do it for us tonight. Final score, Biscuits 9, Shuckers 2, and the Shuckers need a win on Thursday to keep their championship hopes alive and keep their season alive playing baseball in 2024. Neither team has announced the starting pitcher, but what we can tell you is first pitch is at 6:35. We'll be at you with pregame at 6:15 from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Again, your final score, Biscuits 9, Shuckers 2, and a game that takes 2 hours and 50 minutes in front of 1,578 at Keesler Federal Park. We'll talk to you on Thursday. It is win or go home for the Shuckers as pregame begins at 6:15, first pitch at 6:35. Have a great night. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok at Biloxi Shuckers.